This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Offset eye formation. Carter gets the snap. He's back in the end zone. He's in trouble. He's sacked for a safety. Gary Walker brings him down. It's a deuce for the Texans. That's going to put it away.
I think we hushed up all the critics. And, you know, they was up there with Hard Knocks, doing all that talking. Now they can go back and have a Hard Knock life. We just ruined their season. They ain't nothing.
Yeah. That was 2002.
Yeah.
The inaugural game here at NRG Stadium, 19-10. I don't think there's a Houstonian that doesn't remember the final score of that game if they were alive for it. 19-10 over Dallas. That safety right there. Mark Vandermeer on the call. He just admitted 5 minutes ago. Probably should have been at the very least a combo call with Gary Walker and Seth Payne, but
yeah,
that
I
cut.
Got that, first.
That cut. That, okay, I'm just going to back away now.
I got there faster, but it should have been. This is what happens when on Mondays. Yeah. They correct the stats, like Elias or whoever does that. So they'd originally credited, I think, Gary with a sack. They reversed it. So Gary walks in on Monday and realizes that I got the sack. And then it was an issue between us for not long, like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Still an issue because I think I'm missing incentive because of that.
That's what I was going to ask you.
I'm going to ask Seth for my money after the show.
That's what I was getting with interest. That was 2002, a long time ago.
I'm like, I don't know. I could probably petition, but I don't have that many. I don't have as many sacks as Gary.
No.
These are hard to come by.
No,
it's like trying to take my canteen in the desert.
Yeah. If you haven't figured it out already, our Texans legend joining us today here on stage is former Pro Bowl defensive lineman Gary Walker. Our legends are brought to you by Chevron, the human energy company.
First Pro Bowler, he and Aaron Glenn were the first Pro Bowlers in Texans history.
Yep.
And they got in that first year where there were a lot of guys like Gary and Aaron Glenn and other veterans from other teams that came in and did some really good stuff. You know, it was all for naught, and it's lost to history and even statistically because the offense had such a hard time. But it was one of my favorite defenses I've ever played on because there were so many guys like Gary and Jamie Sharper. Yeah. And Aaron Glenn and just really they played their butts
Pros.
Off.
Yeah.
And we had to get it on the same page so quick and so fast. And I remember one game we went up there and we had like 100 and some snaps.
Oh.
The offense only had 40 snaps.
I think it was a Steelers game. Yeah.
I think you guys won, ironically.
Yeah. We won. We had like 19 yeah. minutes time of possession.
Yeah. And I think Coach Capers gave the defense off to like Thursday.
Well, we talked.
We walked off the field. I told David Carter, like, hey, try to hold him. try to keep him.
That's funny. Well, Gary, we have a lot of guys on as Texans legends here on the pregame show that are from that era that you and Seth were part of. But I would imagine, and Seth and them tell amazing stories about what it was like practicing in the Astrodome to start off with, and amazing if you didn't have to be a player in the Astrodome practicing in there. But I would imagine you guys both coming over in the expansion draft, like probably a lot of different level conversations that you and Seth had and all the guys coming over from Jacksonville together to be part of an expansion team.
And see, me being here with the Oilers and playing in the Astrodome,
that's right.
And then when they telling us we have to practice in the Astrodome, I'm like, that's the reason why the team, I thought, left. Because we was in there one time playing a preseason game and the Astrodome caught fire. You know, so then you
have. Well, we were playing at NRG, it caught fire.
It did it again. But when we was here getting ready to play the Cardinals.
Oh, when you were with the Oilers.
When I was
with
the Oilers, it did.
Yeah.
And so when we had it was kind of like, in a lot of ways, to see where the team is now to where when we started.
Yeah.
Kind of like listening to some guys like some of the Dick Buckus or some of those guys talk about what football was like back then to now.
That's you guys.
I mean, you know, you look at what the facilities is now. Walking in the facility yesterday, they got full massage rooms and stuff in there. We had to leave the facility to go get that when we were playing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. You know what, too? I kind of treat your time with the Oilers kind of like my wife's boyfriend from high school. I choose to forget that it ever existed.
Yeah.
But you, when you were with the Oilers as a rookie, you were on a team that had like Bruce Matthews Mike Munchak and a lot of vets.
Eddie George.
Vets, like a lot of old guys that taught you how to play.
Oh, yeah. It was a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, staying at the practice, Bruce Matthews staying at the practice with him and Mike Munchak. you know, game days was easy for me because I practiced against Hall of Famers at practice. Yeah. Mark Stepnoski, Kevin Donnelly.
Wow. Oh, that's right.
You know, the whole offensive line, you know, you don't see lines like that put together. They got something similar to here to that now because, but I remember my rookie year, Bruce Matthews was holding out, and when he came in, I would stay out to practice and work with him.
Yeah.
And he just kind of tucked me in, and they didn't – people back then wanted you to be successful, you know, and – It's done changed so much.
Yeah, yeah. Gary Walker joining us here on Texans Countdown, presented by Modelo Especial. So you did your time as an Oiler and as a Titan, and then you get to Jacksonville in 1999, and that's really when things took off for you. What was it about that change of scenery? And then eventually, obviously, your success carried over here, making the Pro Bowl with the Texans and continuing to pile up sacks. What was it about that change of scenery earlier in your career that really connected with you?
I got surrounded with players. When I got there, I had Seth, had the main one was Tony Brackett.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a defensive end that can create and make stuff happen on the outside. And then we had Kevin Hart at linebacker. We had cornerbacks, Aaron Beasley. You know, it's just the talent that was around. And then we had an offense to where I think I don't think I ever stood up as much and watched the offense play because of Jimmy Smith, Kenny McCarter, and Fred Taylor. You don't want to miss nothing.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're surrounded by people like that, it make you come in and want to hold your end of the bargain up. And we all competed, worked together, you know, and held each other accountable.
You know, with Gary, too, I've told you this before, Sean. It's always interesting that when you see guys change teams and you wonder, okay, how much of a difference does it make or whatever. Like Gary, when I was in Jacksonville with Gary, I was kind of little bro, you know, and I was a young player. Gary was really accomplished. We got here, and partly because Gary just really helped me with it and everything, all of a sudden I felt like I was 8 years older because the team needs you to be a leader at that point.
Yeah.
And you need to be a different type of guy. So a lot of times that's where I get excited about when D'Amico brings guys in, that like Devin White. Gary, they just signed Devin White, the linebacker, who was just incredible his first couple years. He's been kind of inconsistent. Sometimes a change of scenery and a different coach can make a big, big difference.
Well, that Devin White is a player. And, you know, when you play it to a high level like he play, your career is not as long. It's just like, you know, but he here now. And he probably play, but he's here now as more as a teacher than anything.
Yeah,
right. You know, they got all them young players. They're going to get those young players. He's going to help them get them young players up and going. And I think that was a great sign.
I'm going to ask you something now, Gary. We're being joined by Gary Walker, Texans legend, here on Texans Countdown, presented by Modelo Especial. As an Auburn guy, this might make you uncomfortable to have to heap praise on an Alabama guy. But what have you seen from Will Anderson so far in his young career? What are your thoughts on how he's progressed so quickly here?
Listen, let me tell you something about Alabama players. Everybody go in there and they draft them. They're just like any college player. And they liked quarterback Carolina.
Yeah.
He was great at Alabama, but you take him from all those great players and throw him on a team and get rid of his great players.
Yeah.
They brought Will Anderson in here, and then they brought other people in here around him.
Mm-hmm.
Signing that other defensive end from Minnesota, that helps him.
Yeah.
And the sky's the limit for this kid, man. He's what D'Amico stands for. He's a work payer. He's a lunch payer kid.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about him, Gary? Because he does everything the right way in terms of, like, he's got a really good motor. I mean, he's nonstop. But he's young. And they brought in Jerry Hughes. He's 35 years old. Yep. Daniil Hunter. D'Amico Autry's 30-something. They got a lot of veteran guys, especially on the edge, to kind of just teach them the science of rushing the passer. Because you and I both know, the stuff they do now in the pass rush, it used to be kind of an art. Now it's gotten down to be a science with the level of techniques.
I got
to
stand up on this.
What's that?
They might as well, honestly, with this football, the way they're playing it now, they might as well take the daygum pads off and put flags on these damn dudes.
Here we go.
I mean, yes. It's awful. You know, we could rush the pass, and if you fall in there and fall into the quarterback and slam him to the ground, it was a sack. Now you got to be able to come off your person you rushing against the offensive lineman and take him to the ground gracefully, or it's a flag. So, you know, it's a different technique to pass rush now.
Yeah.
You see it's a lot more athleticism than it is power and stuff. You know, you hump move somebody, fall in there and take the quarterback down to the ground, it was a sack. Now they calling personal foul.
You have to sack them a certain kind of way.
You kind of got to fold a damn blanket and lay them on it. Now.
No, you can say that.
You kind of got to fold a blanket and lay them down, or warm a towel and lay them on it before, you know,
you
can't
know, because even sometimes guys will be trying to do that, and they get flagged for that. They're trying to cradle him down so he's asleep by the time he gets to the ground.
It's hard for me to watch football on any level now.
Really?
Because you can't hit nobody.
Yeah.
I was talking to Eric Brown last night. If Eric Brown were playing in this league right now, he'd be on the league money.
Safety, yeah.
He'd be on the league money. You can't hit nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
And this, and it's an offensive, it's a receivers and quarterback league now. So.
Yep.
We got Andre Johnson gets his Hall of Fame ring today. Any stories that stick out from him as a younger player or in our time together here?
I told Andre yesterday we was hanging out. I've heard Andre talk more in the last 2 days than I heard him talk the whole time. He was just a guy that came in. He handled his business, went to work. You would never know he's one of the greatest guys to be around, talk to, and hey, he's gonna make this city proud. I'm glad to see him embrace him the way he are, the way they do, and I'm glad to be here to cherish this moment with him.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, the thing about Andre is he's quiet, but he's never been a guy that's quiet because of a lack of confidence or anything.
No.
He's just not naturally verbose.
No.
And Gary, these last couple of years, he's had more opportunities to speak publicly and everything, and he's just now he's got that voice. It kind of scares you a little bit, but he's doing it as a speaker up on. Like, he's turned into a really good public speaker.
I asked him, was he going to give us one of those Russell Simmons speeches today? Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night. He said, I gave him a speech. So it's just like just seeing this guy, you know, get drafted here early on and now in the Hall of Fame. And that's what I was saying earlier, to see where this team started and where it's done got to. And J.J. Watt, there was another one they hit on. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Never had a chance to meet the guy.
You never met J.J. yet?
Never had a chance to meet the guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
You got your – what are you farming these days? I'm still raising beef.
Yeah. And I'm cutting back a lot, man. I'm getting old. I'm starting to cut back a lot.
You got an air-conditioned cab on your tractor?
I can't do it no other way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'd be slimmer than what I am now if I was out there in the open cab.
Where's the farm?
In Georgia.
Okay.
I sold my ranch I had here. And,
okay.
I sold one of my ranches in Alabama. I just basically got Georgia now in a little small place in Alabama.
And that worked out. The 200 acres in Rocheron all seemed to work out in the
end. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. It set my kids up for life.
That's
we
great.
Were. It was like, it was a good introduction to Texas. It's just kind of Gary would have the team down and, around a campfire, go out, shoot some hogs, and just, it was a good time.
We were talking about that last night. We used to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. A little bonding, huh?
Yeah.
A little bonding. What do you think about this game today? Are the Colts as high up on the hate meter as they are for Seth and others around
here? Well, you got to lean on your SEC experience with Anthony Richardson, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is the thing about the Colts. The Colts can get hot.
Yeah.
And if Anthony Richardson hobble, they got a quarterback that can come in behind him and get it done.
I know.
But I don't worry about their offense as much as I worry about their defense, because their defense can get turned up and their defense can be a problem. But, this Texans, they got a great offensive line, got a young quarterback playing well, but every game now, you look at this league, it's been so up and down, but now they're starting to play football because there's nobody playing the preseason.
Right.
So everybody was out of shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then people wasn't holding out. Everybody, I think, held out that got hurt. So it's going to be a pretty good game.
Gary, I'm glad we let in with that clip of Gary talking about the hard knock life.
Yeah.
Because so to set the stage, that year Hard Knocks was in Dallas. And so all training camp, we knew we were playing the Cowboys week one, and you're watching Hard Knocks. And for people to say that bulletin board material doesn't matter or anything, that's bogus. Because we watched that, and they talked some smack after we had a scrimmage over here. They talked some smack about it after.
Jared Jones on the bus. He always get caught with the mic.
Yeah.
And running that mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
He going to say, we're going to be able to run the ball on them easy.
Okay, so what was the pregame like? Did you guys have somebody reminding the whole team of that pregame?
We never really had to talk out loud.
Yeah.
Our locker was right there by each other.
Yeah.
And the thing about Seth always had a way of coming out. He didn't really talk a whole lot. He'd just be the expression on his face when he said a couple words. And I can't say some of the stuff he said, but he'll say this right here. These guys. Blah, 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 blah. So then so then we go out there on the field, and they had Larry Allen and Nate Newton, the guard.
Yeah.
And I think me and Seth, we just, hey, I think both of them guys checked out the game before the game was over.
They looked like tranquilized cows. Their eyes were all glazed over.
They checked out the game.
They gave up.
I walked off the field behind one of them, telling them to come back, but he didn't. And then after the game, Jerry Jones walking across the field, and I had to say what I had to say to him. I had a picture of me talking to him for a while, but that game there, I think it hit us personally because we had came from a team that was respected.
Yeah.
You know, being in Jacksonville, I mean, that one year when we went to the AFC Championship game, my defense, we were setting records and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think every time we stepped on the field here, we took that attitude. And we had a lot of young guys around us.
That's a good defense, man.
Yeah, and we had a lot of young guys around us here, and they kind of fed in. And then we had Kali Wong.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that dude right there, hell, if you tell him to run into that tree right there, he running that tree right there if it meant winning the game.
Which is ironic because he went to Stanford. It would be really stupid to run into a tree, but Kylie would do it.
But Kylie's smart enough to heal himself up.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's in good shape now. He's in good shape.
Yeah, but we had a good time with
him. Yeah, man. Well, this is great. I love seeing you. Hey, speak of the devil. Look, there he is, the goat. Driving by, Andre Johnson.
I saw Toro
in a gold jacket. and Toro. There we go.
I tell you what, man. It ain't nothing better than to see that dude get what he deserves.
It's easy to be happy.
I wish he'd have never left his team and whatever, play his whole career here and retire here.
Yeah.
And then I forgot about DeAndre Hopkins. He'll probably come back and go in as a
You know what? That's one that, the career, when you look at DeAndre Hopkins stacked up, and then you factor into that some of the quarterbacks he had to play with. Now he gets a chance to tack on some yardage with Pat Mahomes potentially.
Now he's going to Kansas City, might be able to get him a ring.
Yeah.
But if both of these guys here, Andre Johnson played with five or six quarterbacks.
Yep.
I think the best run he had was with Matt Shaw.
Yeah.
But just think about it. And I just wish David Carr could have came in with a Kubiak. Because I promise you, man, how you sit back and watch the balls he throw?
It wasn't. No, I bring David Carr up a lot because you're right. He would make some plays in practice that were incredible. But when a guy's 22 years old and he gets his head rattled as many times as he did, you just wonder whether something gets permanently broken in his clock or the way he sees the game and everything.
And I used to play catch with his little brother, the one that's down there in New Orleans right now.
Yeah. That's wild.
They were out there every day.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I stopped playing catch with Derek. Like, after the first day, I'm like, this is embarrassing. I said, this 12-year-old's making me look like a clown.
That's funny.
It was a coach that was out there every day.
Yeah. You're going to throw a game-clinching interception for the Saints at NRG Stadium someday, young man. I'll tell you right now. Gary Walker, Texans legend, joining us out here today. Gary, this has been a lot of fun for me. I love seeing you two catch up. I think the audience enjoys it as well. Continued success to you and your family, my man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gary Walker joining us here live on stage. He is our Texans legend today here on Texans Countdown, presented by Modelo Especial.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.